This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's Friday, end of the work week. Maybe you'd like to go out for a beer or two, hit a happy hour perhaps. That'd be fine unless you live in Maine, Massachusetts, or one of the nine other states where two-for-one drinks and dollar beers and the like are against the law. Illinois was, until this week, a member of that moderation club, but the happy hour ban passed 26 years ago in part to curb drunk driving and binge drinking has been lifted. And you can almost hear the carousing from here. Marketplace's Nova Sappho reports from Chicago.
When Kelly and Jacob Blair moved from Austin to Chicago, they had a bit of a culture shock.
In Austin, it was a big deal. You would choose restaurants and bars to go to based on their happy hour specials. And when we moved here, it just seemed like none of them had specials at all.
Because pretty much none of them did. The Blairs, who I found at the bar at Chicago's Roots Handmade Pizza, didn't know that happy hours were banned in Illinois. That is, until they heard the ban had been lifted.
I just found that out from my bartender. I'm excited. There's going to be happy hour in Chicago.
They aren't the only ones excited. Scott Weiner is the co-owner of Roots Handmade Pizza. A lot of Weiner's business depends on sports fans who come in to eat, drink, and watch a game. He says the happy hour ban was hampering his business.
Just doing a special during Monday Night Football, something you couldn't do. Even giving away a drink during halftime when you have a bad football game.
Bears fans tend to get despondent when their team is losing and leave.
Happy hour law might be a way for us to keep business strong.
This law is a huge step forward for the entire hospitality industry. We've gotten overwhelming support from all over the state.
That's Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. He's been campaigning to lift the happy hour ban, which also covered food and drink specials like New Year's Eve dinners with unlimited champagne. Toya says the ban made the state less attractive to visitors.
It's all about conventions, tourism, and culinary tourism, and we feel this bill brought us into the 21st century.
But there are still limits. Happy hour is capped at 4 hours a day. Discounts must be advertised a week in advance, and no volume specials like two drinks for the price of one. Seven other states have limits like these. Chris Bazalian, who runs several restaurants and bars in Chicago, says he supports the new law, but he's aware of the pitfalls.
I can remember, in college, quarter beer nights or dollar pitcher nights. And frankly, it just wasn't a good environment. It really did encourage overconsumption.
Bazalian says he's worried some businesses will go back to those kinds of practices. At Roots Handmade Pizza, Scott Weiner says such concerns miss the point of the law.
We're not trying to get people overly served or drunk. We are looking for ways to get more butts in seats.
And to that end, Weiner says he's going to ramp up his marketing efforts, including happy hour specials. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.